I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Stretch run for us. This here is the final furlong. We won't be taping the quick pitch for you. It'll be posted tomorrow after the trade deadline. Speaking of which, trade deadline at 4, Chad Dukes versus the world today. Andy Pollin, Tom Lavero in for Chad, so they will keep you abreast of all of the goings-on in Major League Baseball up until and then after the 4 p.m. deadline. Quick prediction from you. Do the Nats do anything? I say no, caveat being if they do, it's a non-closing reliever.
I think it's a reliever. I think that's what they end up with today. They're going to settle on somebody that doesn't drive the needle wild, but it'll help them a little bit.
Maybe Brandon Kinstler, who was an all-star with the Minnesota Twins and actually was a closer for them, 28 saves this season. If he came here, I don't think he'd be the new Washington Nationals closer, see Melanson, or when they went out in season and brought in Jonathan Papelbon. They would be bringing him in essentially as part of a back of the bullpen where other guys would get chances. Right now, it's Doolittle, so maybe he'd be the guy in a day where you got a couple lefties in the ninth. Kinstler would be the guy in a day where you got a couple righties in the ninth, but I don't know that they would have a defined role as the closer at that point. Let's go to the phones and welcome our pal Chris Russell in from Richmond. He is covering training camp for us at 106.7 The Fan. You can see some of his work at thefandc.com. Chris, thanks so much for a few minutes. We appreciate it. What was the storyline and the theme from today's walkthrough and the proceedings so far?
Yeah, hey, fellas. I would say Terrell Pryor. I mean, Grant, you know how these walkthroughs go. They're as boring as watching paint dry, so there was really nothing on the field there besides Anthony Lanier and Jamison Crowder returning to whatever work there was. But after the practice, right around 11:45, after he worked for about 10, 12, 13 minutes on the jugs machine, just catching every type of ball imaginable, Terrell Pryor took to the podium here in Richmond. And, you know, if you're grading on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10 or 20 to 80, as you guys like to do on your baseball scouting scale, Terrell Pryor hit probably a 90 on the 20 to 80 scale in terms of the things he said, the way he goes about his message, why he posts all the workout videos, the work that he puts in, who inspired him, why he's here, what he thinks he can do, and what he's trying to accomplish, not only as a member of the Redskins, but also to kind of help kids and show a good work ethic and what a great work ethic can do. It was really impressive. I don't want to go too far, but it might have been one of the most top three most impressive press conferences in, what, 8-plus years being around this team.
Wow. Russell, I will not count on this. I will not get my hopes up, and I refuse to even consider doing it. However, this is for the sake of posterity and to make a point. Apparently, Junior Galetz looked really, really good. Give me your thoughts there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting, of course. This is my first time down here, Danny, to actually watch a practice. I mean, of course, I've seen him during the OTAs, and I've read all the reports, and I've talked to some people, and everybody certainly seems to think that he looks fluid and loose, and he says he's in the best shape of his life. I really want to see him explode in those one-on-one drills when they line him up against either Trent Williams or Morgan Moses, where he was, I don't want to say dominant 2 years ago before the first Achilles blew out, but, I mean, he was manhandling people. So I want to see him get to that point before I crown him. I think the most important thing to do is whatever he looks like, realize that he's got a lot of rust, realize that he's probably not going to play until the third preseason game is what, you know, maybe the second preseason game is what I would guess. But more importantly, it's how the Redskins use him. Like, if they're planning on using him first couple of weeks of the season for more than 15, 20 snaps at most, they're doing it wrong. You don't need that out of Junior Galette, even with Trent Murphy suspended for the first four games. Ease him back into the flow. Don't ask him to be Superman. And maybe you get 8-9 sacks by the time it's all said and done.
Chris Russell, our Redskins beat reporter here on 106.7 The Fan. Slashy, Jonathan Allen lined up with the first team for the first time on Saturday. I think that's going to continue. I can't imagine you draft a guy in the first round for a mediocre defensive line and he doesn't start. But what has the buzz been on him? He really doesn't have a lot to say. I watched his press conference. He's a very nice, kind of respectable young guy, but he doesn't have a whole lot of personality he exudes in those settings.
You know, it's funny because that's the same, I think I've talked about this with you guys a couple of weeks ago when I talked to him the last day of the summer program with spring program or whatever the heck they call it. You know, he's very, like you said, very quiet, modest, you know, very humble. So he's not going to be a rah-rah shish kumbah type of guy. He's not going to be yelling at people and all that. But what I really hope that they do is besides, as you mentioned, Grant, lining him up right defensive end, five technique, and the base package, that's what I expect. We have a ways to go before we get there, but I expect him to be there. That's what you drafted him for. He's a top five talent. But what I really want to see is when they move him inside, how they align him, because if you look at his college tape from Alabama, that's what they did at Alabama. The closer he got to the football, the closer he got to the center, the more productive he was as a pass rusher. And I think if you can line him up and get him some advantageous matchups with the guard and the center as opposed to the tackle, I think that's where you're going to see Jonathan Allen's growth and worth.
Chris Russell live from Richmond covering the Redskins for 106.7 The Fan. Russell, the rest of that defensive line, shake it out for me. I know, I think we've, the two newcomers, I think will start opposite Jonathan Allen or whomever on that rotation, but give me some other bodies that have kind of impressed you to this point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you mentioned McGee and McClain. To me, the guy to really keep an eye on, the guy that can possibly make this defensive line, I don't want to say special, but is Anthony Lanier, and he was, you know, a little bit banged up over the weekend, should be able to practice later on. He's gained about 20 pounds of muscle. They did not like that he was able to be pinged around, I guess is their terminology, because he was kind of smallish and kind of weak. They've really amped that up, and I think he has the potential to have kind of the career arc of maybe how Chris Baker kind of developed here before ultimately leaving as free agent, maybe even better, because I think he's maybe a better pure athlete. One thing that was really interesting, guys, that I had not ever seen in all my years being around this team, I don't know if this is new to Tom Sula or the whole defensive line, after the morning practice, these guys, and I put up videos of it on my Twitter, and I think the station has it on their Twitter, they're all doing boxing drills. Like Tom Sula's got the big boxing protective mitt, and he's just going down a line, and guys are just punching left, right, left, right, left, right, and then they're doing it to each other in big kind of circles. And it was interesting to watch because, as we know, a defensive lineman, right, if you can't punch, if you can't disengage, if you can't get off your block, you're useless. So this was the first time that I've seen anything like this. It was really cool.
Keith Marshall lost for the season at running back. Matt Jones's chances to make the team probably don't improve with that, but I'm curious just about Jones. Is there a goal to have him run a bunch in the preseason and maybe flip him for a late-round pick? What's the upside there?
Yeah, I think so, and I tried to talk to Matt coming off the practice field today. He said he would talk after practice this afternoon, so I guess I'll have a better gauge of, you know, of that situation after I get a chance to talk to him. But certainly this is a bonus for him because and this is what I argued, and I think he realized after getting bad advice from his former agent and now being with Drew Rosenhaus is, look, dude, the only way you're going to improve your stock, whether it's here or whether it's with 31 other NFL teams, is to get tape on you. And while you can't get tape in training camp practices or in OTAs, it doesn't benefit you not to be here. You're not good enough to not be here. Be here, get in practice, get the reps, regain some trust, regain some faith, and then you'll get to tote the rock during 1, 2, 3 of these preseason games. And then, who knows, maybe you make the roster again due to injury. Or, like you said, Grant, maybe you can spin them for a sixth-round pick or something like that, or maybe a spare player. Remember in 2011, they traded Jeremy Jarman for the wide receiver, Jabbar Gaffney. I mean, who would have thought? And Gaffney ultimately led the team in receipt. You never know how these things are going to work out. The bottom line is Matt Jones finally realized he was doing wrong and got it right and now is set to participate in this camp.
That's Chris Russell. Thank you, buddy, as always, at WrestleMania621 on Twitter. Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
We'll see you, pal.
Chris Russell will be joining us all week long from training camp. He and Craig Hoffman covering the Redskins camp for us. We've got an embedded reporter day in and day out here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's do this right now as promised. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You need to be able to name one of the guests we had on the show today. If you could do that, you'll win a pair of VIP tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off and Brew Festival, August 19th at the Bullpen. Come out and watch 30 of the best chili cooks compete for the top prize and enter into the 2017 World Championship Chili Cook-Off. Tickets are on sale through CapitalChiliCookoff.com. You can win your way in this week on 106.7 The Fan. The details are online at TheFanDC.com/contests. Trade deadline at 4. Andy and Tom are going to keep you up to date. Chad Dukes versus the World starts at 2. If you missed any part of today's show, go to GrantandDanny.com/audio.
We will see you tomorrow. That's going to do it for us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.